On the spot. Dot.
On the spot.
It is PG-13 in our theater,
so I had no desire to see it, but honestly, it worked out very well.
The movie was actually originally called God Party. 5 stars.
I'm going to say 1 star. I will never see it again, and I feel bad for those who spent their money to go see it in the first place.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Thought on the Spot Movie Reviews. I'll be your host, Tommy, and today we're going to be reviewing the film Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel came out on March 8th, 2019, is an action, adventure, sci-fi. It's rated PG-13 and the runtime is 2 hours and 4 minutes. The film stars Brie Larson, who plays Carol Danvers, Verse, or Captain Marvel. You'd recognize Brie from such films as Room, where she played Ma, and Kong, Skull Island, where she played Mason Weaver. We also have Samuel L. Jackson, who plays Nick Fury. You recognize Samuel L. Jackson from any of the other MCU movies where he's played Nick Fury, so he's reprising his role here, as well as the film Glass, where he plays Elijah Price. We have Ben Mendelsohn, who plays Talos and Keller. You'd recognize Ben from such films as Ready Player One, where he played Sorrento, and Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, where he played Orson Krennic. We also have Jude Law, who plays Yon Rogg. You'd recognize Jude Law from such films as Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, where he plays Albus Dumbledore. He also, you'd recognize him from Sherlock Holmes, where he played Dr. John Watson. We also have Annette Bening, who plays Supreme Intelligence. You'd recognize Annette from such films as American Beauty, where she played Carolyn Burnham, and The Kids Are All Right, where she plays Nick. And finally, we have Clark Gregg, who plays Agent Coulson. You'd recognize Clark Gregg from the S.H.I.E.L.D. TV series, as well as the other MCU movies, where he's reprised his role as Agent Coulson in this film. And we also have the TV series, The New Adventures of Old Christine, where he played Richard Campbell. A couple notable mentions is Jimon Hansu, who plays Karath, and Lee Pace, who plays Ronan. Both of those guys were in Guardians of the Galaxy and are reprising their same roles in this film. So let's talk about the plot of the movie. The film is about an Air Force pilot by the name of Carol Danvers that is in a struggle to remember who she is after losing her memory in a tragic accident. Carol finds herself not only with memory loss, but awakened to find out that she immediately needs to know who she can trust, and piecing together random parts of memories will allow her to realize what she needs to do and what she is truly capable of. The trailer kind of covers this lightly, but for those who don't recall, we'll play the trailer for you right now.
A universal language. I know a renegade soldier when I see one. Never occurred to me that one might come from above. Space invasion, big car chase. Truth be told, I was ready to hang it up till I met you today. So, you're not from around here?
It's hard to explain. I keep having these memories. I see flashes. I think I had a life here. But I can't tell if it's real.
We have no idea what threats are out there. We can't do this alone. We need you.
I'm not what you think I am.
All right, there you go, guys. That's the trailer. That's just one of them, by the way. I think that was the initial one that came out that we played. There's been a couple since then. So, but yeah, I mean, it does. It talks about how she's got some memories and she's trying to figure out what's real or what's not. And that's really, yeah, that's I would say that is the high-level plot of the film without giving out too much away. So let's review it. Let me start by sharing that my favorite aspect of the film is the comedy when it arrives. Some of this is in the trailer, but there's even more in the film to enjoy. The dialogue between Bree's Carol Danvers and Samuel's Nick Fury is done very well, and you can see the good character chemistry between the two of them, which also gives you more hope for future films that they'll be in together, as well as, you know, more tying into the end of the Infinity War when Fury drops the pager with the Captain Marvel logo. You kind of get this this relationship and kind of where that pulls from. The nostalgia aspect of the music and scenes when necessary of the 90s is a very nice touch. I would call it somewhat a nod to what Guardians of the Galaxy did with their soundtrack. Some of the 90s songs that were used weren't my favorite, but just the nostalgia factor was still found in each one because they were very popular songs when they came on. So definitely a good part of the film. Above all, the best part of the film is the last 20 minutes. It really is. We actually get to see kind of what we've been waiting for in the entire film. And this, of course, tends to be that standard recipe for our MCU films. And when I say MCU, for those who don't know, it's Marvel Comic Universe. So, yeah, I mean, it's a standard recipe. But in my opinion, in this film, I feel like that the ramp up was a little slow for me. The rest of the film, honestly, is just all right. I don't want to say it was terrible, but it feels very slow. You keep waiting for more to happen, and you kind of just get more dialogue that feels like you don't care. Understandably, there is a reason behind everything going on, and it needs to be understood why each thing is important to the story, and also why it's so necessary to get what each one needs done. As well as, of course, the threat behind all of that. But in the end, you kind of just realize that there was a gap in the MCU universe that was kind of missing, and Captain Marvel happens to fill that gap with its own story, and you feel that way about it. You know what I mean? You feel it feels like a time filler almost, and then you get this really cool character out of that. So, now, that being said, the film introduces a very awesome character that you can only be excited to see in future MCU films. And I think that's the problem with this movie, is you really do get the potential of what could be great, but you wait a little too long for it, and you want it, you almost just want to say, I want to see this character in a different story than the one that you just gave us. You know, this is just one of those films where you know there needs to be an original story done, but you kind of walk away wishing that you had already known who the character was and were just ready to see her in full fighting action. You know, yeah, if we talk about the plot, there are some twists in the storyline, but nothing you don't really see coming a mile away. The story flows well enough. It just may not be the best story, and maybe that's what it's missing. Maybe it's just not told in the best possible way. That's the other thing I started to think of. The problem with the film is that most people will walk out remembering the ending and say, that was an awesome film. But then when they go see it again, they'll realize how honestly boring the buildup was, only to get to that super hyped up ending again. And I think for me, that was the biggest realization, because I did see the movie twice. One, I like to test the factor, did I really like that? Did I miss stuff? Was I overthinking it? And when I saw it the second time, all I could think of was, let's get to that good part again. And I think that's a downfall for it. So my rating of the film is 2.5 out of 5. It's like I said, it's a well-done film. The end carries it enough to say, wow, that was a good film. But the rest of it is just honestly slow, and they tried, I guess. Stingers during or after the credits. Obviously, Marvel movies are famous for these, so yes, there is one during the credits that you'll definitely want to stay for. There is more, I will say it's more of a nod towards Endgame, and that's all I'll say, right? And there's also a little something after the credits, which has kind of been on the internet, so if you haven't had the internet ruin this for you already, it's just a little bow to wrap onto the story. of the history of an item. And that's all I'll say. So, this concludes my review of Captain Marvel. As always, I want to thank you all for taking the time to listen. If you are a first-time listener, you can follow us and subscribe through Facebook. That's www.facebook.com/thoughtonthespotmoviereviews. You can also find us on Anchor. That's anchor.fm/thoughtonthespot. It is because of Anchor that we're available on such platforms as Spotify, Breaker, Stitcher, Apple, and many, many more, which is probably why you were able to find us so easily. Anyhow, guys, this is another review in the can. So until next time, grab some popcorn and your favorite drink and go out and see a great film with your family, friends, or maybe just spend some time to yourself. But most importantly, have a great night.